TK and Berkey here on the Big Sports Breakfast. Joining us now is former Wallaby Fox Sports commentator Stephen Hoyles. I believe you're on holidays, mate. Would that be right? Season's done.
No, Berkey, I wasn't on holidays. Actually, it was a business trip. I went up to the Gold Coast to announce in Lismore that the Classic Wallabies will play the Barbarians on Tuesday, the October 24th, to raise money for the flood relief up there.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And you're obviously wearing the captain's armband then as well, yes?
Look, unless someone like yourself wants to come and play, I'm more than happy to let you lead the team out, Berkey. I think you've got at least 10 to 15 minutes in you.
Oh, no chance. Jeez. No chance. I could be a water boy then. That's about the extent of it these days.
Hoylesy, you're still playing with Adam Fryer, aren't you, every week?
Yes, I am. But I've actually done myself a little bit of an injury trying to do some goal kicking at training about 5 weeks ago.
What?
I tore a little muscle in my quad, which is hard to believe because those who know me know I don't have much muscle in my quad at all, but still trying to run around and play for Ramwick. Yeah, there's about 3 weeks to go until semi-final. So
good to see.
Trying to play some club footy, which is good fun.
Mate, we'll get to the games a second for the finals. But why aren't the players that are not in the finals going back to play club rugby?
That's a fantastic point, Berkey, and I think it's something that the game needs to look at. I know my club has a couple of young players that had the option to go on holiday or play club footy and they decided to go away and come back with 2 weeks before the season starts. So because it's a RUPA issue in terms of annual leave or active rest, right. The states can't actually enforce players to do anything. The states could actually just say to them, look, we like you or we encourage you to play, but they can't force them. But I think that's one of the problems. Like, we were speaking about this recently with a few people, and one of the problems is these guys, you know, 10 years ago and there's only 3 Super Rugby teams, then everyone would have to go back and play club footy because if you didn't, someone would play well and, you know, you'd essentially, your job would be under threat. Now with 5 teams, players feel as though that they can just, you know, put in mediocre performances here and there and they'll get work. That's probably what it's come down to.
And then you get into a Wallaby camp and we hear that the players aren't fit after an entire Super Rugby season. How does that work?
Yeah, and it's really hard for people to understand that. I suppose, like, if I tried to make this example the other day, it's a bit like a pace bowler going and playing Sheffield Shield and being told that he needs to bowl 5 lots of 2-over spells. That's his approach. They go and get fast and powerful and fly in. But then when he goes to play under Darren Lehman, he gets told he's got to bowl 7 spells of 6 overs, you know. So the Wallabies like to play a fast, fit game of rugby. And that's the only way that Michael Checker, you know, wants to coach. And the states need to train accordingly because there's a lot of ways you can train to play for a game of rugby. You know, you can pick a side that are going to be big and powerful and play set piece and, you know, they don't need to be the fittest team in the world. But if you're going to play the way the Wallabies want to play under Michael Checker and how he's had success at his other teams, then they need to be super fit.
Now, on that, there's a new appointment of Rod Kafer as their high-performance manager. What's he going to bring to the team? And can that then filter down to junior rugby as in the skills?
Yeah, I think Rod's role, I think it's not a Wallaby appointment, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's an AAU appointment, which means he'll solely be working with, you know, the coaches from the under sixes all the way through to the you know, senior level. And I think his focus is to actually go out there and try and, you know, read over the content that we've been coaching for a long, long time and actually make it relevant and make sure that coaches, even if they're coaching just, you know, for the right reasons, which is coaching the under sevens in, you know, Hunters Hill or Dubbo, that they've actually got a really clear pathway of how they should be trying to progress their players. So I think it's a skill-based role from Rod, and I think it's a good appointment.
Yeah, that is a good appointment. Let's get your thoughts regarding this Brumbies v Hurricanes game. It's not about deserving. It's about just being there. They're there. Can they win and advance the Brumbies up against the Hurricanes?
Yeah, look, the system doesn't seem all that fair when you look at how many games they've won, but they have been the most competitive side out of the Aussies, so out of our conference, they certainly deserve to be there. I know the Force won the same amount of games as them, but the Brumbies, I think they lost 8 or so games by less than 7 points. So that gives me a bit of confidence, the fact that they'll be in the game and they'll be able to be competitive. I just think up against the class side like the Hurricanes, who beat the unbeaten Crusaders last weekend, I think there's just too much strike power. But you never know. Like those guys in Canberra, they've always had a fair bit of resilience. Like their club ethos is built around that. And I'm the only side that actually smacked them this year and put a really good score on them is the Hurricanes. So it's going to be, put it this way, if they do manage to beat the Hurricanes, it'll be one of the upsets of the year.
What about the Lions? They've got a sweet ride into the finals. Hoylesy, number one on the competition at the moment on the list. They play a home game and they haven't played any Kiwi teams this year.
Yeah, and I thought at the start of the year that the Lions would be the team to beat. They did so well last year just to get to the final, considering, you know, the where they'd come from. And a couple of years ago, watching those guys come through and playing against them, you could see that there were, you know, a lot of 20, 22, 23-year-olds in that side, and you looked at them and thought they could actually be a really good side in a few years. Not necessarily because of their playing roster, but how they play as a team. They play a really different style of rugby to any South African side. They manage to go from side to side of the field. They've got really good support play, so really un-South African-like. I really think they're the favourites. I know we see the Crusaders and the Hurricanes and most Kiwi sides as you know, the better teams in the comp, but we just haven't seen much of the Lions. That's the only reason we don't have a huge opinion of them. But I think they're probably the team to beat, to be honest.
Hoylesy, well done on the announcement there of the Classic Wallabies up against the Barbarians. We look forward to that, and we look forward to your thoughts on Fox as well throughout the finals of the Super Rugby season.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Get training, Berkey. We'll talk soon.